Jane, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Mike. I'm great. How's it going?
It's going really well. Any day, it's 77 degrees, and we've had a couple days in the 80s, and we have a solar eclipse, and the place is really busy. Yeah, it's been a pretty good April. How have you been?
Yeah, it's great. I don't, do you have a window right now? I'm sort of stuck inside the belly of City Hall, and I can't see outside.
So well, I'd make a run for it if I were you. Those automatic doors do open as well. We were a little overcast, but 77, nothing wrong with that. I had lunch downtown with my wife on 4th Street, and we sat outside, and it was perfect. It's really hard to be trapped inside today, but I thank you for making time for us. I believe this is the first time you've joined the program, correct?
It is, yeah. I'm excited to talk to you.
Excellent.
Long-time listener, though.
Oh, good. Well, that always makes me happy. And you are the director of Economic and Sustainable Development for the city of Bloomington. How long have you been in that position, Jane?
Well, I started on January 2nd this year. I was an appointee of the new mayor, Carrie Thompson. So part of the new cabinet that she assembled.
Perfect. When did you want to get involved with city government? Was it the leadership? Was it a higher calling? Those of us that know, you've obviously started Hopscotch Coffee and have been involved in multiple other things. Why the involvement with government?
Man, it's just... I think it's such important work, and I love Bloomington. I want Bloomington to be the best version of itself that it can, and I think we can lay a lot of the groundwork to do that here at City Hall. And I also just really responded to Mayor Thompson's message about open and inclusive government. You know, we're not kidding. We're not messing around. We really want everyone engaged, and we want to hear all the voices, not just the ones that usually stand up to participate or speak up to participate. So that really spoke to me. And I have a small business background and just feel like there's a lot of work we can do to make it a good place for our local businesses to be operating and to thrive.
And the business community, I talk to Eric Spoonmore every other week to hear about how the chamber's going. We know that's a great way to measure it as well. What is the role of government in business? I know sometimes those lines don't get blurred, but maybe they're not as clear as I think they are. Help me understand what government does with business, because sometimes we talk about capitalism and how that works, and it's interesting to see the intersection.
Yeah. Well, and it's changed a lot over the last several years. And that's normal. I think it cycles through different relationships. So I guess what I'm referring to specifically is what happened with the pandemic. When the pandemic hit and businesses were really kind of capped at the knees in terms of what they could do, the government really stepped in with support to try to get them up and running again. So that's an example of an extremely close relationship. I think a more normal relationship, and what we try to do in Bloomington, is set a good context for our businesses. We don't want to tell our businesses what to do. We don't want to limit them. Government does have somewhat of a regulatory role, like if you want to sell hamburgers, you better believe the health department's going to come take a look at your kitchen and make sure that you're following all the rules. And there's a role of government to protect the consumer, right? But we also want to set the context, both physical context, so what the built environment in our community looks like. We want a place that people want to come to so that they can support our local businesses. And then we want to set a good business context. And so we have a lot of entrepreneurial support organizations in the community that help our local business community. So you mentioned Eric at the Chamber, and of course, they're doing just incredible work to bring people together and advocate. We also have the Small Business Development Center and the Cook Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech.
That's my buddy Steve Bryant. That's right.
Yeah. He's everybody's buddy.
Well, you got to like Steve. And you rattled off his job title there pretty well. I struggle with that. So I'm in awe just to get things started.
What do
they say? Great.
I'm also a client, I guess, or I was. So I know those guys pretty well. But yeah, so we try to support all these players who are helping make it a good place to do business. And we just know that it's a team sport. Nobody can do this alone. And we try to really foster connection on the good days, right?
Oh, well, absolutely. But that synergy is important because you don't want to spend, your business owners don't want to spend time, quote unquote, fighting City Hall. And then that's not, that doesn't help the government at all. So the energy working together is tremendously important. So you started on January 2nd, but obviously your business background here locally is pretty intense. What was on your list of things to do? I wouldn't even know where to start. Did you come to Carrie and say, look here, Mayor Thompson, here's my vision for this? Or were you more of a listener? How did this all start? It's very fascinating to me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So I don't know how the conversation started. I guess I was running a nonprofit and I just wanted to make sure I was in front of the mayor so that she knew what this nonprofit could do and what it was trying to support. But the more that we talked, it just became evident that I really liked her priorities and the way she was thinking about community in Bloomington. And to just lay that out there, you know, we're thinking about housing first. We're thinking about housing as economic development. We know that we can't lift Bloomington up if we can't find places for people to live, especially working folks who need houses they can afford. So that's really top of mind for everybody at City Hall. And then, yeah, so I think that was really the most important to me too. And then again, mentioning that inclusivity, that's part of it. But what's interesting about economic and sustainable development here in Bloomington is that we really triangulate these three areas. We do support small business development. We also are the department that leads the city's sustainability initiative. So all of our climate response and climate resilience, climate action, all that work comes out of our incredible team that works on sustainability. Our AD for sustainability, Sean Mia, and program coordinator, Michaela Lynch. So they're behind, and our transportation demand manager, Jeff Jackson. So these guys are all behind the Earth Day events, Bike to Earth Day, which happens on Saturday this weekend. So we're really excited about that. But they have really ambitious climate goals and are every day chipping away at meeting them. So that's another part of it. And we try to make those available for businesses as well. And then we also house the city's, arts development program. So we're constantly working on building and lifting up the city's arts economy. So whether that's making spaces for artists or trying to help create arts jobs, trying to make public art, carve out funding for public art, attract outside funding for arts, lift up art events. We just know that the arts are key to Bloomington's economy and that and having them in the fold here really helps lift up our quality of life in Bloomington and quality of place. That's so these things are all kind of
that's a pretty big umbrella.
Together. It is. But when you think about economic development and all the scene setting that we do, it really then kind of makes a lot more sense together.
It does. Jane Cooper-Smith is our guest today, and it is a busy time, obviously. Earth Day, you talked about coming up this weekend. Housing is a touchy subject. It's important. It is another intersection of capitalism versus what the government can do. We've seen new developments that look like they're going through the process that are going to pop up. It's market driven to a degree, but it's not. John Hamilton used to come on this program all the time and try to point out all the ways that the new developments can help with the sustainability for workforce housing. Is it more complicated than you thought it would be?
Working on housing development or working on economic development?
All the above.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, it is complicated. It's all multivalent and there's so many partners involved. But also, I think just there are so many capable people, whether they're on the private development side, the wonderful, dedicated public servants running our boards and commissions. You know, they're volunteers and they're making a lot of critical decisions about what happens in Bloomington and what we approve and what we're going to welcome in our built environment. Yeah, I mean, it's super complicated. I did kind of know what I was getting into, though.
Well, that's good, because you have to have the passion for it, like you're displaying, to make this to make it go and make it better. Because we can't price the workforce out. That's absolutely right. What else is making news that we need to know? And I mean, that umbrella is huge. I'm just trying to think of all the events that are happening in it. Well, Little Five's here this week. That's good for the economic development.
There are so many great. I mean, you kind of alluded to what's going on in April in Bloomington, but this is Bloomington's time to shine. There are so many wonderful activities. So I was thinking about what my weekend's going to look like. So Saturday morning, obviously, we've got farmers market activities. So there's the City of Bloomington Farmers Market from 8 to 1 in the Showers Plaza at 401 North Morton Street. There is the People's Market, which is at First United Church, 2420 East 3rd Street. So that's kind of over by St. Charles and the IU Credit Union over there. That's from 10 to 1. There is the Woolery Market on the southwest side in front of the Woolery Mill, 2250 Sunstone Drive. That's 8 to 12. So depending on when you are ready to roll out of bed and get moving on Saturday morning, you can go find some local food to get you started and get you ready to ride your bike down to the Switchyard Park for Bike to Earth Day. So the actual Earth Day is Monday, but our city celebration is on Saturday from 1 to 5. There's going to be live music, food and drink. I believe there's going to be a beer vendor. I believe Upland's going to be selling beer down there. If that is to your liking, you can enjoy that. There's an Eco Heroes art competition. This is one of the coolest things, I think. There's an EV ride and drive.
Which cool.
I would like to call the EV ride or die. That'd be kind of maybe a little too aggressive, though. But yeah, so you can go test drive an EV if you've never done that. Have you driven one?
I have not. No.
They're pretty zippy. I have I mean, it's implied, I guess, because I work for the City of Bloomington. I drive a plug-in Prius, and when it's on its electric mode, it's kind of crazy how fast it goes. So,
isn't it dead quiet? Is that the other part?
Yeah, totally.
You're whistling along effortlessly throughout the air. Well, and speaking of that, EV charging stations are at Switchyard Park as well. You've made some changes to that recently. Tell us all about that for folks with the electronic vehicles.
Well, I think I don't know if we've added or we've just swapped out EV charging stations, but you can charge your electric vehicle at the Switchyard Park. It used to be free, but we have upgraded our charging stations, and so those free ones have moved offline. But, you can do that in the parking lot off of Rogers Street.
Let me ask you a dumb question, because that's my specialty on this program.
I love that.
You have an electric vehicle that does both, right, motor and electric. But how important is it to have multiple charging stations for other people coming from where they're coming, so they stop here and charge back up on their – you can't say that we're on the cutting edge if we don't have these, right?
Yeah, well, you nailed a major issue for Bloomington, which is that we do have some charging stations. We have some Tesla docks on the west side, and there are, EV charger maps where if you have an EV, you know how to find the charging stations that you need. But we don't have any superchargers in Bloomington. And so, believe me, the sustainability team at the city is working hard on beefing up our charging capacity as a community, because we know if we're really going to participate in energy transition, we've got to be able to support drivers, or it's just not going to be realistic for them.
And that sustainability, I know, is a huge importance. The convention center project, we know, is huge importance as well. How is the planning going for what's going to be with the convention center? Whether it's sustainability, whether how it's going to be put together, how the plans are going to go, how much say does the city have to help get that vision for the new center? We know it's expensive. That's just part of life right now. Tell me how that all works.
Well, I mean, the city has a certain amount of input. It's really driven by the CIB, the Capital Improvement Board, which represents the city and the county together. And, the city and county are the main stakeholders. So I think the momentum is good. There are a lot of unknowns right now that are being worked out, like what parcels are at play and what could the design look like? So I think right now the CIB is engaged with an architect that's going to do some renderings to help them visualize what the possibilities would be depending on, you know, where the convention center proper might go versus where the hotel component could go. So there are a lot of questions, but I think what's exciting is just noting the progress that's been made already in 2024, and even noting that while the path isn't crystal clear, everyone is at the table together and the conversations are happening, and it definitely feels like progress and advancement are happening. So yeah, I think we know it's appropriately opaque right now. Like, we can't know what the priorities are going to be before the designs are done and the negotiations have kind of happened. But
so
yeah,
everybody's
super exciting.
Getting, yeah, it's terribly exciting for economic sustainability as well, just having more folks in, and that adds to the art scene. It adds to every scene. It adds more jobs. It adds to everything. And you're going to be in charge of all this. Good. I hope you stretch out, get loosened up. And
well, they're not putting me in charge of that thing, but I will look forward to supporting it. You know, however we can.
Excellent. And Earth Day coming up on Saturday. Farmers Market as well. You can go to the city's website, Parks and Rec, and see all the great things that are happening. And, well, it's going to be a little cool. It's going to feel like spring this weekend. But we'll welcome the world's greatest college weekend as we always do. Will you come back and visit me? This was fun.
Yeah, I would love to.
Excellent.
Anytime.
Oh, good. I have that on recorded audio now, so I can use that against you in a court of law. No,
yeah,
I wouldn't.
Record.
I wouldn't do
don't
that.
Don't sue.
I won't. I don't have the time or the resources. Hey, great to talk to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything and everybody in the new administration coming onto the program and again helping to tell the story of our great city. And we hope just to get better. And I think the new team is jumping in with both feet and making that happen. Thanks, Jane. That was great.
Love it. Thanks for having me. Take care.